You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, May 13th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 11%. That's how much the Producer Price Index, or PPI, rose year over year in April, according to the Labor Department. While the number marked a dip from March's reading, it was still higher than what economists had predicted. The PPI, which can be viewed as the business version of the Consumer Price Index, increased by 0.5% on a monthly basis, in line with forecasts. The PPI data, along with the April numbers released earlier this week, may boost some economists' hopes that inflation has already peaked. It remains to be seen if the newly released data will affect the Federal Reserve's current plans to hike interest rates. The next number up is 20%. That's roughly how much Apple shares are down so far this year. Investors had been lured by the stock finding a bottom of $150 since early November, but they skipped out this week, making it hard to determine how low Apple stock could really go. Investors may now be wondering how the stock market can perform better than Apple, given Apple's slide in 2022. The company's market capitalization represents about 7% of the S&P 500's aggregate market cap. Apple's decline makes it difficult for the S&P 500 to see significant gains, since stocks with greater market values weigh heavily on the index moving in either direction. The S&P 500 is down about 17.5% so far this year, as markets continue to face concerns about the Federal Reserve, inflation, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and China's COVID lockdowns. Our last number is 36%. That's roughly how much WeWork shares have dropped so far this year. But the co-working giant's stock gained about 10% on Thursday after a positive first quarter earnings report. For the period, WeWork posted a per-share loss of just 57 cents, dramatically narrowing the per-share loss of $14.34 it reported for the same time last year. The company also beat its own guidance for revenue, hitting $765 million. The future could be bright for WeWork investors. The company slightly raised its guidance for both second quarter and full year revenue. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, May 13th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm.